It's 38 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7, Classical HQR and 91.3, HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. I'm very excited to have in the studio today Wilbur Jones. Many of you here in Wilmington may have heard of Wilbur before. He's here to talk about something special, and he's also here with his friend Gordon Webb. And this is about an exhibition that's opening on February 25th. So that's in less than 2 weeks. This exhibition is called Nagasaki to Normandy, Seven Global Decades of Images of War and Peace, Peoples and Cultures. Good morning slash almost afternoon, Wilbur.
Good morning, Gina. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So nice to have you. Nice to have you here, Gordon.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So if you don't know Wilbur Jones, he's a historian in town. He was responsible for a lot of the history that's gone into the USO building on 2nd Street. And he is an author, a military historian. He is a lecturer. He consults people on history and national defense, a retired Navy captain. It would take me the whole interview to tell all about everything that Wilbur's done. But he has been serving with the military, and he was also appointed by Governor Pat McCrory as the chairman of the USS North Carolina Battleship Commission just last year. Very active gentleman and very interested in history. He's also a photographer. Let's start there. Wilbur, tell us about this exhibit that you're putting together.
Well, Gina, thanks very much. I'm real excited about this exhibit because it is a collection of some 300 images I took out of thousands from seven decades of global travel internationally. I've traveled extensively all over the world. I've been to some 30 countries and a lot of major islands. I've been to some of the great cities in the world. And I'm just an amateur photographer, and I took my my Canon and my Nikon cameras with me in service when I was in the Navy and when I was working as an assistant to President Ford and leading World War II battlefield tours. And if I come upon a scene, I just stop and I shoot it. And I've had some wonderful results as from that. Now, my wife, my late wife, had always been interested in my novice amateur career, and encouraged me for years to have this exhibit, and I'm glad to do it and dedicate it to my wife Carol.
Oh, how wonderful! How long ago did she pass?
About a year and a half ago.
I'm sorry to hear it. So these photographs, I've seen a few of them. Some of the little sneak peeks that we get on the internet, and they are lovely photographs. When is the first one from? What year?
Well, the first one's 1956.
1956.
Yes.
And it spans all the way up until when?
Until my last trip to Europe, which was almost a year ago.
Mm. So, wow, that's fantastic. Now, these photos, they're visually just very appealing. They're beautiful. I know you say you're an amateur photographer, but there is an artistic quality to them, perhaps from the perspective that you're taking, in the photograph, I'm not sure. There's definitely an artistic aspect to them. They're lovely. And at the same time, they're historical. How do you feel about, are you more of an artist in this, in taking pictures? Do you feel like you're capturing something lovely, or are you noting that this is history?
I don't necessarily note that it's history, but I want to make it so. I am a professional historian, and when I come upon a subject, I'm a casual photographer. Take my cameras with me, and I'll walk the streets, and I'll open doors, and I try to frame things. Mm-hmm. And I guess I've done pretty well, as Gordon here I think would agree. It has been an exciting part of my world travels.
Mm. And Gordon, who's here, Gordon, you have met Gordon at an event with the Wilmington Art Association. Both
Correct.
Of you interested. Gordon has worked for many years in media production, including photography. And you've been working for the past 3 months on this exhibit, Gordon.
Correct.
Tell
Correct.
Us about that, what that's been like.
Well, I frankly thought I'd get involved in this primarily as a technician, I guess you would say, to kind of help Wilbur's images be as good as they could and prepare them for exhibition. And I really ended up being absorbed by this project and the stories behind it and what it means, people, events, places, and I've really done a total turnaround. I mean, I'm definitely on the team here that among others helped put this together.
And yeah, I understand there's like about seven others.
Yes, I've engaged seven professionals in varying aspects of their careers to assist me. And I promise it's going to be a real good, and we want to make sure that people know that the exhibit, where it is and that it is free admission.
Mm-hmm.
It will be at the Hannah Block Historic USO Community Arts Center at 2nd and Orange Street in downtown Wilmington. From the 25th of February through the 26th of March. And the public is invited to an opening reception on the 25th. That's 2 weeks from today, from 4 to 8. Duke Ladd will be there playing music. We'll have beer and wine and Diet Coke and food by Angie's Catering. So y'all come.
Right. If you're just tuning in, I'm Gina Gamboni, and I'm talking with Wilbur Jones, who is putting on this exhibit. It's called Nagasaki to Normandy, Seven Global Decades of Images of War and Peace, Peoples and Cultures. And he's also got one of the folks who have been helping him, Gordon Webb, who helping him with this exhibit, putting this exhibit together. One of the team, and a really important member of this team. Opening up to the public February 25th, as Wilbur just said. Tell me about these photographs. I know sometimes there's so much luck involved in capturing a great photograph. Tell me about the photo of all of these that's going up in this exhibit that was a lucky moment, one of these amazing, oh my goodness, wow. Well,
that's a wonderful question because it goes all the way back to 1957.
Mm-hmm.
My very favorite is a photograph of a Hong Kong girl about 10 years old down at Aberdeen on Victoria Island, Hong Kong, with her baby brother strapped to her back, and you can see all the sampans in the background. I took some amazing pictures in the earlier years of my travels in the Philippines and the Far East and Hong Kong and Japan and Korea. And that was my favorite one.
I've seen that one. It's just amazing. It's a beautiful shot that you captured there. Well, Wilbur and Gordon, we are out of time. Thank you so much for coming in today to talk about this great exhibit, Nagasaki to Normandy. Next on 91.3, it's Coastline, so stay tuned in. We'll have more music on 96.7.